Okay. Thank you, Madam Chair. Thank you, members of the board.
Okay, we are on item 8, PR 2022-6571, preliminary final plat SD 2022-73 for the Constance LLC at 4505 12th Street Northwest. And Cartesian Surveys is the agent. Good afternoon, and go ahead and introduce yourself.
Good afternoon, this is Ryan Mulhall with Cartesian Surveys, Inc., address PO Box 44414, Rio Rancho, New Mexico, 87174.
Do you swear affirm to tell the truth?
I do swear.
Thank you. Go ahead and give us an overview of this request.
Sure. So we're looking to consolidate two vacant lots into one new lot, as well as granting a sidewalk easement to accommodate widening the sidewalk to meet DPM standards, as well as ADA standards wrapping around an existing utility pole. And so that's why we're granting the 5.5-foot sidewalk easement there, easement three. And I would like to note that the future development is intended to be for five premium duplex units. And so we've discussed with code enforcement about the application of the zoning requirements and that they're satisfied that we can meet the multifamily development standards. And so I'd also like to note that we did receive some concern from Peggy Norton with North Valley Coalition. She just raised some concerns and questions about the development. And so she was concerned about this lot being developed. And so I believe she's in attendance, so I'm sure we'll hear from her. And with that, we wait comments. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Bullhall. If anyone from the public would like to speak on this agenda item, if you would please raise your hand or unmute and let us know that, or press star 9 if you're on the phone. And I do note that planning did receive a couple of letters from the neighborhoods expressing concern about this plat. So we're going to start off. It looks like we have, who looks to me like Peggy Norton.
Yeah, I'm the Galaxy tab. I have computer PC problems, and so I'm using a tablet and I'm not really familiar with it. Can you hear me?
We can hear you great, Ms. Norton. So okay. If you can give us your name and address.
Okay. I'm Peggy Norton. I live at 3810 11th Street Northwest.
Do you swear affirm to tell the truth?
I do.
Okay, go ahead with your comments.
Okay, I did send in comments. And
uh-oh, Ms. Norton?
Yes?
Somehow you moved. Okay, stay there.
Okay.
You moved a little and the sound went off, so stay right there. Okay. Go ahead.
I'm concerned that this is an area of consistency, that 12th Street is a lot of single family homes, or they look like they've been add-on homes and maybe you're two or three families living there. I'm concerned that by joining the two lots, you end up with a much larger project. You don't have the spacing between the buildings, that you would have if they were two separate lots. I'm concerned about precedents, and this actually goes back to an original issue with the IDO, was when we talked about cottage development, it had to be from 1 to 2 acres. And if you had like a 3/4 acre lot and a 3/4 acre lot, you could join them and then have something that maybe wasn't intended to be there in the first place. So the precedence of just automatically combining lots is of concern to us. And that there is no guarantee of what is going to be built. And there's also no guarantee, I don't believe, of the fact that it would have to go to the DRB and get approval of design and standards and that sort of thing. I appreciate Jay sent me comments, and there was some question about a few, an item that I'm not sure I understand. but it had to do code enforcement, said it didn't have to be a certain standard, and planning had said they thought it did have to be a certain standard. We also have, and Tracy Jordan, I just want to just confirm that her comments got received. We've ended up with a big project here at Aztec and 12th that never went to DRB. It's a big metal warehouse looking building. And so I'm concerned about the process here, as well as the precedents and the fact that it's an area of consistency and the lots should stay the size that they are.
Okay, thank you, Ms. Norton. And we did receive Ms. Jordan's letter as well.
Okay, thank you.
Email, thank you. Mr. Mulhall, I'll let you go up for comment first, and then I might add to that. So go ahead if you want to respond to public comment.
Yeah, this is Ryan Mulhall with Cartesian Surveys. So I think our clients and us have done everything we can to follow the standards according to what's in the DPN and IDO, and we're trying to match and follow the code and the letter of the law as best we can. And so I think it's a little unfair to hold another project that our client is not involved in against us just because it happens to be on 12th Street as well. And I also, I just want to note that, yeah, I think there is precedence for us to build these duplexes, because to the south, duplexes there are by the same owner and same developer. And so there's obviously a clear intent to develop in this area, and we're following the area consistency by developing in the same way. And so I think that kind of covers my concerns. Thank you.
Okay, and I'm going to bring up something. Maybe Mr. Rodenbeck's already bringing it up. Okay, so and then Mr. Rodenbeck, addresses 4505 and 4503 are the lots in question here, correct?
Yes.
Okay. So one thing I just want to note that I think has probably been a little bit confusing, and we've had to work it through since Sketchplat, but this set of parcels along 12th Street that is on the screen has a zoning of RML. And so that's residential multifamily low density. And then everything obviously west of there is R1C, I believe. And so when this came in for sketch plat, I think they had originally were looking at, I can't remember, Mr. Mulhall, dividing it up in order to accommodate the project. And so in looking this over, given the zoning it has, they had two choices. They could either go for low density lots, and then they needed to meet contextual standards. But if they stayed in their RML world of zoning, they could, in this case, seek to consolidate the lots and build the project as multifamily housing. And so that's what they've chosen to do. And then they need to meet the use specific standards that accompany multifamily housing. And any housing project that's under 50 units will go to site plan admin. It will not come back to the DRB. This is at the DRB because it's the plat. So I just kind of wanted to get those things out there for people to know about. At this point, is there anyone else who wished to speak on this project? Okay, let's go to Mr. Voss.
Yes, Michael Voss with Consensus Planning, and I've been helping with Ryan and Roger Schinelli a little bit on this project. So I guess I have a brief comment that I'd like to also quickly make.
All right, do you swear affirm to tell the truth?
I do, and my address is 302 8th Street Northwest, okay. 87102.
And you're speaking as a member of the public or as?
I'm speaking as a member of the project team, okay. If that's all right.
That's all right, go ahead.
Yes, just briefly, I think to add to the comments that Chair Wolfley and Ryan have made with the RML zoning, we, as was stated, are proposing to do a multifamily project, which is allowed with the lot sizes as they are and or as will be combined. But the RML zoning allows lot sizes smaller, you know, for multifamily projects. So I think that the lot combination and utilizing the use specific standards with a multifamily project, we can create a better sort of design project rather than creating two smaller, you know, if we created this as two separate lots that, you know, met the contextual lot size standards, we could still do a multifamily project that, you know, maybe wasn't as connected and well designed as or laid out as can be accomplished if the lot consolidation is approved. So I think, you know, I agree with what's been said by the other, by Ryan and Chair Wolfley. And I think just by moving this lot consolidation forward, we can make a better project for the neighborhood.
Okay, thank you for that. Let's go to Water Authority for comments.
Thank you, Madam Chair. This is Blaine Carter for the Water Authority. Related to the Water and Sewer Service, we have no objection to the lot consolidation. We would note that the sewer main that fronts this property is an interceptor. We do not allow new direct connections to an interceptor main. So the lots, when they're developed, should utilize the existing sewer service connections. And that we have no comments or objections. Thank you.
Code enforcement.
Thank you, Madam Chair. This is Jeff Palmer with Code Enforcement. I want to start with a note that the submittal has referenced and addressed the code enforcement comments from the sketch plan review on February 9th, 2022. And the updated comments reflected on our 218 email communications completed on 218. For clarity of the record, I'm going to repeat a synopsis of those comments so they'll all be on file with this record. It's starting with properties are zoned RML, multifamily, low density, as we've discussed, and it is located in an area of consistency. However, related to that, I would like to read a section from IDO 23E1, which is the residential multifamily low density zone district purpose statement. The purpose of the RML zone district is to provide for a variety of low to medium density housing options. The primary land uses are townhouses and small scale multifamily development, as well as civic and institutional uses to serve the surrounding residential area. Allowable uses are shown in table 421. So, you know, this is an allowable use in the area and it's one that's encouraged by the zone. The contextual lot standards, as we noted, would apply as per the IDO dimensional standards 1451C2 for all low density residential developments, single family, single unit duplexes, townhouses. The prior contextual lot size calculations, as was discussed in the sketch plat, show this is very difficult to meet if they were to be planning low density residential development. So therefore their discussion, we went back to contextual lot size standards, however, will not apply to multifamily residential development as stated. This is an allowed use in the RML area, is not subject to contextual lot size standards. It would appear by definition of a multifamily dwelling that five duplex building units on one lot, which I believe is being proposed, could be defined as a multifamily residential development. To proceed with development of the lot as multifamily residential, all applicable landscaping standards would apply as per IDO and IDO section 43B7 and 56B. Future development must meet all dimensional standards for lot sizes, setback, and structural height allowances as per the RML zone, as per IDO section 14165 and table 511. All future development must meet all standards of the IDO, DPM, or other adopted city regulations. So that's all of the comments I have at this time, and I'm open for any questions.
Okay, thank you. Any questions, Mr. Mulhall?
No, this is Ryan Mulhall with Cartesian Surveys. We've communicated enough, and I think the comments reiterate that the proposed development use is acceptable, and we appreciate you breaking down on the details of that that indicates that that's true. Thank you, sir.
Okay, Parks and Rec.
This is Cheryl Sommerfeld with the Parks and Rec Department. We commented in the past on the street trees, and we have no additional comments for this case.
Hydrology.
Ernest Armijo, Hydrology. Hydrology has no objection to the lot consolidation. Please note, unapproved grading and drainage plan is required prior to building permit if any of our thresholds are met.
Thank you. Transportation.
Good afternoon, Jane Wohenberger with Transportation. I think this is going through a separate traffic circulation layout process. And as part of that process, just be sure to have a 4-foot ADA pathway from the north property line to the south property line around the power poles with the sidewalk requirements. And I believe it was mentioned before that the reason you went with the sidewalk easement is for setback requirements. Is that correct?
Yeah, this is Ryan Mulhall with Cartesian Surveys. That is correct. Because our west neighbors are a neighborhood, the setback requirements are a little more stringent than normal. And so at the sketch plat, we discussed that we were going to use a sidewalk easement. Thank you.
Thank you. I don't have any further comment.
Okay, planning.
This is Jay Rodenbeck. So as far as planning comments go, I just want to note that there is an infrastructure list included with this submittal, and the infrastructure improvements agreement must be submitted prior to final sign off on planning. This was not, this comment was not in the memo that I emailed out to the DRB members and concerned citizens, and I just want to note that on the record. I'll just note too, regarding the plat, we got a very simple comment. We just need to have the project number, the application number added to the plat. And we've received the AGIS DXF file approval for this application. And so I can confirm that's taken care of. And we just have a note that if multifamily residential dwellings are proposed to be constructed on the site, you just need to make sure that you address the use specific standards of 43B7 pertaining to multifamily dwellings. So that concludes my comments. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. At this point, I'm going to go back to Ms. Norton. Did you have any questions of anyone who gave testimony?
I do. I don't have questions. I guess it is a question. I didn't hear anybody addressing compliance with the comprehensive plan, which requires that new development needs to be compatible in scale and character with the surrounding area. And those apartments to the south
Ms. Norton, to have you not give more testimony. This is only an opportunity for questions of testimony you've heard. Your question is, was there an analysis of the comprehensive plan?
Yes, in complying with the comprehensive plan in an area of consistency. I made note of this in my comments I wrote in.
Right. This is Chair Wolfley. Thank you for that comment. The DRB review of a plat does not allow or does not direct us to review the comprehensive plan. In the past, it did, but that was changed by the City Council, I think, in the last amendment cycle. And so a plat does not have a specific review against the comprehensive plan. And so the review criteria for a plat is in the IDO, and we basically have to look at the zoning and the DP, the zoning, the IDO requirements, and the DPM.
Okay, thank you.
Do you have any other questions?
I guess one more question. Would that be considered when it's administrative review of the site plan? Would they consider
check of the comprehensive plan for consistency?
Yeah.
No. The site plan admin basically is required to check the IDO and public infrastructure capacity to serve the development.
Okay, thank you.
And with that, let me, Mr. Rodenbeck, can you put the infrastructure list up on the screen so the DRB members can see that?
One second here.
Okay, so there's a sidewalk listed there. And please speak up. I didn't hear anyone needing more time on this for something specific. So please speak up now if you did. That's for the members. Okay, in that case, I will ask each DRB board member to vote to approve or deny the application for a preliminary final plat and the infrastructure list shown up on the screen. And if you're accepting delegation, please summarize that delegation in the time needed.
This is Ron with Cartesian. Sorry to interrupt. I just noticed that this might be the old version of the infrastructure list. It's identical except for the DRB project number was different. The comments and everything we received was under 2021-006571. So I just wanted to make sure that wasn't going to be an issue moving forward.
This is Jay Rodenbeck. So I looked into this and it was actually processed under PR 2022-006571 as a sketch plat. So the way it's currently shown is actually correct.
Okay. Sorry to interrupt. Thank you.
No problem. We appreciate those checks. So at this time, I'm going to ask the DRB members to vote.
Blaine Carter, Water Authority, I vote for approval.
Palmer, Code Enforcement, I approve.
Cheryl Sommerfeld, Parks and Rec, they approve.
Ernest Tarmijo, Hydrology, I approve.
Jean Wolfenberger, Water Transportation, I approve.
And Jolene Wolfley, DRB Chair, approves with delegation for the Infrastructure Improvements Agreement to be recorded and the application number to be added to the plat. And that will be for 12 weeks. There is a consensus vote to approve item 8, PR 2022-6571, application SD 2022-73 for a preliminary final plat and the infrastructure list dated today. Because the application meets the applicable requirements of the IDO and DPM, the delegation to planning for 12 weeks to address the issue just stated.